Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of January 2018. Supreme Court has restrained all the high courts from hearing petitions related to the death of judge lawyer and transferred petitions pending before the Bombay High Court to itself. Supreme Court has said that adequate efforts were not made to examine key prosecution witnesses in the five 1984 anti-Sikh riots cases in which the Delhi High Court issued show cause notices to those acquitted asking them why retrial should not be ordered. President Ramnath Kovind has approved the Election Commission of India's ECI recommendation for disqualification of 20 Aam Aadmi Party MLA for holding office of profit. Delhi High Court, while observing that it was not inclined to grant any relief due to the conduct of the 20 Aam Aadmi Party MLA before the EC, has refused interim protection to the lawmakers facing disqualification. Delhi High Court has said that it would not allow the use of solar-controlled black films in cars, which have been banned due to security reasons. Madhya Pradesh High Court has ruled that state bar councils cannot interfere with the election process or election of a bar association. Allahabad High Court has said that a person who purchases a land subsequent to initiation of acquisition proceedings has no locus to challenge the said proceedings. Madras High Court has held that the state government cannot be heard to claim it would exempt school children from taking the examination in Tamil language paper in class 10 only if they have not studied Tamil as a medium of instruction over a period of 3 years. Supreme Court has refused to allow a woman to take benefit of reservation just because she was married to a man who belonged to the scheduled castes, asserting that caste is determined by birth and not by marriage. Delhi High Court has directed civic bodies to ensure continuity of tactile pavement markings so that safe passage for visually impaired persons is guaranteed. President of India has given assent to the GST, Compensation to States, Amendment Act and the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, Amendment, Act. President of India has given nod to amendments to the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code that aims to keep defaulting promoters out of the resolution process of insolvent companies. Central government has extended the last date for filing return in form GSTR3B for the month of December 2017 by 2 days to the 22nd of January 2018.